So stem cell treatment is an area ongoing of medical research and for some has done wonders, but what are some things that people might skim over or be unaware of when it comes to this type of medical practice?
Well, I think that it's very important to remember that for the most part, stem cell treatments are experimental medicine. And when I say experimental medicine, that means we don't yet know whether they're effective in humans and we don't know what the potential risks or dangers are. So that most of these treatments need to be carried out very carefully in a clinical trial setting where patients are carefully monitored and where outcomes are clear. Only then can we be sure if the treatments are actually working and whether or not they're safe. And unfortunately, some of the regulations in this country, one aspect of them is allowing this sort of stem cell treatment to go forward without that evidence and outside of a clinical trial setting. And that really is a major source of concern.
So from this has sparked the term being referred to as stem cell tourism. Could you kind of go into a little bit more about what that means?
Sure. Well, for some time in the early days of the field, there was a lot of concern about clinics overseas offering advertising expensive treatments where the patient would go abroad, receive a treatment that was unproven, and then return with no follow-up. And this was something that was going on in a number of locations overseas. But now this exemption in the regulations in Australia around cell therapy is allowing clinics here to offer those treatments. And indeed, it is quite possible that Australia will become a destination for stem cell tourism.
So does that mean it's a widespread issue here in Australia?
It seems to be becoming more and more widespread. We're seeing more and more of these clinics offering these autologous therapies. Often they are clinics who were originally involved in plastic surgery and harvest cell preparations from patients' fat and then administer them, claiming benefit in a whole range of conditions, often without any evidence.
Right. Well, Australia, on the whole, seems to be well developed in regards to the medical system. So how is it that unregulated treatments are being offered here on?
Well, it's a bit of an anomaly. The body that looks after regulation of drugs and medical treatments and cell therapy is called the Therapeutic Goods Administration, or TGA. And you're right. In general, they do an exemplary job. It's absolutely world class. But for historical reasons, treatments that involve a patient's own cells, that these are called autologous cell treatments, are exempt from this regulatory framework. And that is what's leading to the difficulty. The regulations were originally set up to enable doctors to do very straightforward things, such as retransfuse red cells back into a patient during surgery. But I think they've had some really unintended consequences, and that's where the concern lies.
And you said that it seems to be growing and Australia could well and truly become more of a hotspot for the stem cell treatments here. So does that mean we're seeing a number of more international tourists perhaps traveling to Australia for what treatments are being offered?
I think from what we see on the websites of some of these clinics, that's definitely their objective. It's a little bit hard to tell because none of this activity is monitored, so we don't really know the scope of it. We do know that there seem to be more and more providers offering more and more diverse services.
Right. So does that mean that these proposed therapies might not necessarily all be safe? Is what you're
That's right. In most cases, we know very little about these treatments, about their potential risks, or indeed about whether they work. And so the concern is that the way we're going, we're never going to find out because there's no requirement for follow-up. Now, it may be that some of these treatments that are being offered are revolutionary and have the potential to do real benefit. Or it may be that they're a sham and misleading to patients and carry real dangers. Under the current regulatory framework, we're never going to find that out.
And due to, obviously, the experimental nature of the research, does that mean or do you potentially see there could be a reassessment around regulation regarding stem cell research here in Australia?
Absolutely. So that's the latest news. In the field, the Therapeutic Goods Administration is carrying out a consultation on these autologous cell therapies now. And this is something that, they're calling for public statements, and essentially they're going back and looking at it. They cite a number of reasons for concern around safety, efficacy, lack of follow-up, also the cost and inappropriate advertising of the cell therapies. And they're not taking a position. They're saying, well, here's some options. And the options range from essentially doing nothing, leaving things the way they are now, to bringing these autologous therapies under the normal regulatory framework that applies to all other kinds of cell therapies. So it's a consultative document. It's asking for public comment, and we really welcome it because it shows that the TGA is taking this problem quite seriously.
Right, very true. Well, Martin, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.